Welcome to Maseches Saita, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Gimel, Chapter 1, Mishnah 3. The previous Mishnah told us that after kinui and stira, which means after a woman is warned against secluding herself with somebody that she may be committing infidelity with, and then stira, where she actually does seclude herself, she becomes a isha sota. She gets the terminology of a sota, a wayward woman, and she's prohibited to live with her husband until she drinks the special sota water. And we saw additionally that she's the wife of a kohen, that she cannot eat truma. However, once she drinks the water, and let's say the water doesn't punish her, and it comes out that she was tahara, she was pure, she's permitted once again to her husband, and she's also permitted to continue eating truma if her husband is a kohen. However, says the Mishnah, in our Mishnah, cases where for some reason a woman doesn't end up drinking, and therefore because she's an isha sota, she's a woman that's a sota, and she can't drink, so she's never able to continue eating truma, and she's prohibited. Says the Mishnah, Ve'ilu asuris milecha b'truma, these women can never eat truma if they're the wife of a kohen. Similarly, also, they can never marry again, stay married to their husband, and be intimate with their husband again. Number one, ha'imeris t'mei anilach, a woman that after her husband warned her and she went into a secluded area, she doesn't want to drink the water, and she says, you're right, I'm prohibited to my husband. I did have adultery. So she's prohibited. Or witnesses came in, and the witnesses testified that she had committed adultery. Now the Gemara explains that if the witnesses came before she drank the water, certainly she's prohibited. It's just a similar case of adultery, where witnesses testifying about adultery. Rather, the Mishnah situation that the witnesses came after they gave her to drink. So she drinks the water. The water does, she doesn't implode and explode like a regular sota woman does. Yet at the same time, so it would seem like she's innocent, but at the same time the witnesses are saying she's not innocent. The witnesses, which are the practical testimony, their word stands and she's prohibited to her husband. By Marisani Shaisa, or a woman that says, I'm mitahir, I did not commit adultery. However, you should know, I'm still not drinking the water, then we don't force her. But she still remains prohibited to her husband, she can't eat truma. Vishabalaina writes a lashkaisa, or if her husband doesn't want to give her to drink, he says, listen, I just don't want it to happen. Therefore, as perhaps on the way up to Bezin, as we'll see soon in the Mishnah, her husband and her were intimate, which is prohibited. In that situation, she doesn't end up drinking the water and she remains prohibited to her husband. Now the Mishnah says of the process. Kate said, Aisala, if a husband wants his wife to drink the sota waters, how exactly is this done? Says the Mishnah, he brings his wife to the local court, the local Jewish court, to make sure that she was properly warned and that the witnesses that are saying that she went into a secluded area, their testimony could be corroborated. And then the Besdin gives to this man and his woman on their way up to Yerushalayim, to the Sanhedrin Haggadah, to the highest court, which is the only court that ultimately can have a woman drink the sota water. They gave Shnei Tamidei Chacham, two Torah scholars, to accompany them on the way up to the Besdin Haggadah, the way up to the Sanhedrin, the high court. Shema Yavei Elah Baderech. And these two supervise to make sure that the couple is not intimate on the way, because then she wouldn't be able to drink the sota water. Rabbi Yehuda says that was not necessary. We don't have to give two Torah scholars. Her husband is believed to say that they were not intimate on the way up. The Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda says it's a kal v'chomer. This is the logic that he uses. He says when a husband and wife, when the wife gets her period, when she's a isha nida, the husband is believed to not have intimacy with her. And that's a much greater punishment. A man and a woman that are together during her period of menstruation, it's punishable by karis, which is death in the hands of Hashem. So by the sota woman, we're being intimate with her at this period, at this stage, is only a lav, it's only a negative commandment. How much more so that we should believe him? But the rabbis, the chacham, the first opinion here in the Mishnah says doesn't work that way. Anida, because of the stringency of the punishment, therefore they refrain. But here it's just a lav, it's a negative commandment, so perhaps they would be together. Therefore, the Chacham say that you give two Talmid Chacham, you give two Torah scholars. Wishing you a beautiful, stunning day and a wonderful rest of your week.